Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2877.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd have to say as an adult it would be my wife, because she's a social worker and opposites do attract, because she would be the opposite of me, whereas I might be a little stern sometimes, she would be sweet. So it actually works to my advantage, because I'm imagine a lawyer and a social worker together. So that's basically my wife makes me a better person.
Who do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good father to my son. I aspire to be a good husband, and just, I guess, to be as happy as one can be.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to your selection?
I'd have to say my father, who unfortunately passed away. I didn't really understand when I was younger how he would disappear and go to work all day long. And when you're doing the same thing for your family, it kind of makes you understand what he was doing, and you just hope you can be the same type of influence on your family.
How would you describe your personality?
I would say, with people I know real well, I'm extroverted. With people I don't know well, I'm somewhat introverted. And once I get to know you, I can usually get along with almost anybody.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
I was always involved in team activities. I was on the baseball team, the swim team. In high school, I played football on the varsity level. So that was something that was expected. You just didn't sit around at my house. You basically had to do things. If it wasn't chores, it was activities. They weren't really too fixated on homework, as long as you got, I got B's. I had like a B average, but I didn't really do any homework at all, and I was able to get B's. So as long as you were doing something, some sort of activity, inside or outside, and you did your chores, so I would say probably the hard work and being active versus lazy.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
We usually, on the weekends, we go somewhere, museum that my son likes to go to. I like to play with my son. He's at the age now where he likes to run around, wrestle with you. He likes to go outside. Basically, any time with him is interesting. And then with my wife, most of our time right now is focused on our son. Sometimes we do get some time where there's a babysitter, but for the most part, most of our time together revolves around our son, because right now he wakes up at 6 a.m. and doesn't go to bed until about 9 p.m., so that doesn't leave much time to relax.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I don't really think, I think everybody has their own skill, so I don't really want to say I'm distinguished from everybody or everyone else. I would just say I have the ability to read a lot. I think I'm lucky because my mother is a professor, so I must have inherited some of her genes. I usually read about a book or two a week, and it helps me with my current job because I can do my work faster. And I just love to read, and that was instilled in me from an early age where, you know, in the summertime, this goes back to an earlier question, you know, you went to the library. That's what you did in the summertime. You went to the library, so I guess I read a lot, which helps me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would say to be thoughtful to the other people, because I try to live by the golden rule, which is basically my interpretation. Treat others how you would wish yourself to be treated. So if more people did that, the world would be a better place.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would like the quality that I appreciate my family, and I try to spend as much time with them as possible. Probably what I like the least is that sometimes I procrastinate.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received, and why was this gift so special?
I would basically say cherished presents or times. I think the holiday itself. So anytime I have a holiday lately that I've been celebrating with my wife and now my son, I'm not really that focused on receiving presents myself. I'd rather just spend time with them. So I even tell my wife, don't buy me anything when it comes time for presents, and I'm not really that into getting presents for myself.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
I'm going to say I like three holidays. Well, I kind of like the seasons. I like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, because they're kind of all together, and that's always was an important time in my family, because my dad would take off time from work. I usually take off the day after Thanksgiving, sometimes the day before. Same thing with Christmas. My wife takes some time off, so we usually spend time together. And then I like the summer holidays, too, like the Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, because they're all broken up and you can kind of take a break from work.
What is your most memorable vacation?
When I married my wife, it was a very long vacation. We went to Key West, and then we spent probably 10 days after that in Walt Disney World at the Boardwalk Resort. So it was probably a 14-day vacation. It was very expensive, but it was very memorable and fun.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I think I've talked about this a little bit before, but was on the swim team in the summertime. That was fun for a while. I'd say probably to like age 13. My father would bring me home video games from work. I was one of the So my dad, he would bring home a game, which was fun, and I even had a computer, and I remember he'd come home from work, play. I played baseball, that was fun. All sorts of activities outside. I grew up, was a relatively rural area, so I was always outside in the summertime. Played football in high school, eventually started, and that's basically my childhood, because it went to age 18.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I liked books. Sometimes I read beyond my level. I was probably reading adult books when I was like 10 or 11. For children's books, there was a series called The Great Brain. It was about the adventures of a kid in Utah at the turn of the 18th and 19th century, and basically he would always get in trouble because of his great brain. If you look it up, you could look it up on Amazon, type in The Great Brain, and you'll see the series. There's probably 5 or 6 books, and they're pretty good. And then I also like the Lord of the Rings books. Basically, I'll read anything that's fiction or nonfiction if it interests me.
What type of books do you enjoy now, and do you have a favorite book?
Currently, I'm reading a book on the Irish Mafia and a book on poker. I like to play poker, and I'm always reading books on that. Before that, I was reading a book, The Black Swan. It's a pretty popular book currently. It's similar to a Malcolm Gladwell type book. I like Malcolm Gladwell's books. I'd have to say I like his books. He has one called What the Dog Saw. It's kind of a collection of all his stories. Those are the types of books I read. I read a book recently on the Italian Mafia. I basically, anything that interests me, I'll read.
What is your favorite word and why?
That's a tough question. I'd have to say, I guess my cat's named Pai Mei. If you remember from the movie, one of the Kill Bill movies, there was the name of the Kung Fu master was Pai Mei, which means white eyebrow. And my cat has really big white eyebrows, so we named him Pai Mei. So I'm always yelling Pai Mei because he usually gets into trouble.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Usually on the weekends, we try to have family time. So we usually, my wife works and my son's in daycare. So we usually try to spend as much time as we can with my son. And
has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told previously that I resemble Christopher Walken or Clint Eastwood.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Well, I was an American history major in college. That was one of my majors. So I would have to say any American history from probably the colonial period to maybe the present time would interest me. I'm constantly on the Drudge Report or Google News, because you can read the newspaper now basically on the internet. And if I have free time, usually 20 to 30 minutes a day, I'm trying to read news, and I usually read at least 2 newspapers a day.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
I would have to say, number one, when my father died, because it was sudden and there was no closure. And how did it change me? I guess for a while, unfortunately, it made me a little bit of, I kind of questioned the life, i.e., what's the use of having friendships with people, because all of a sudden they can disappear one day. But it makes me appreciate them more now that I've gotten older and time has passed. So I appreciate my wife, my son, and other people that I'm close to, because you never know when something bad can happen. And obviously you don't walk around saying, oh no, something bad can happen today, but it's kind of out of your control and you just have to make the best you can of every day.
What is your definition of success?
I would say being happy. I'm not really fixated on money. I had a job once where I made significantly more money than I do now, but I had to work 75 hours a week and it was making me miserable. Now I have a little bit more relaxed job. I make less, but I'm happier. I get to spend more time with my family. So I would say that's success. To me, success, I define it as having a family, being happy.
What is your biggest frustration?
Probably say other people.
Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
I would have to say when I first practiced martial arts, because you'd always seen them in the movies, and I started to practice, and it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder than it looks to do it, because I've practiced the martial arts for a while. I'm taking a break right now because I had a knee injury a few years ago, and I want to spend more time with my son. And really, when you train, would be at night and on the weekends. Well, that's the time I have to spend with my son right now. So when he's older and doesn't want to hang out with me, I'll probably start going back to the martial arts more. But that had a good experience on my life, first experiences.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I'd probably say when I left that job where I work 75 hours a week, because it just wasn't working out for me, and it was risky not to have a job when I left it. But I just said to myself, I had some money saved, and I'd rather be happy than be at my wit's end every day when I got home from work.
What is your approach to life?
I would basically say respect other people. Everybody has their own schedule. I think a lot of people think they are the center of the universe. A favorite book of mine is To Kill a Mockingbird, and one of the sayings in there, Atticus Finch tells Scout, to walk a mile in the other person's shoe to try to understand why they are acting the way they are. And I think that's the way I try to approach my day. And as a lawyer, I encounter many adversarial people, be they my clients or other lawyers. So patience is a virtue.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I'd probably say the birth of my son. My wife gave birth to my son on a scheduled day. It was cesarean section, so we knew it was coming. And, you know, it's an overall sublime moment. The child's born like that. And when you look back on it, because my wife's very big into pictures, so there's pictures everywhere of the child growing, and he's so big now, and that to me was important and was a rewarding experience.
How do you deal with stress?
Now, I basically would just unwind by reading. Back in the day, I probably would do sports, practice martial arts. Now, I'm a little older. I don't have quite as much stress. So I've seen a lot as a lawyer. Probably things that would stress me out when I was a younger lawyer don't really stress me out now. So I basically deal with it by spending time with my wife and son.
What are you afraid of?
I'm a little concerned about the current economic conditions in the United States.
If you could have three wishes, what would you wish for?
I'd like for my wife and I to have no more debt. I don't need to be rich, but I just would like to have no more debt. I'd like my wife and I and my son to live a long and happy lives. And my one cat, I get a little concerned about my one cat because he's such a great cat. You know, cats only live for so long. I don't know if he could live with me too for as long as I could.
If you were elected president of the United States, what's the first bill you'd enact and why?
I would use the U.S. Navy to blow up the oil spill.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I'd have to say the people. Every day is different. I handle civil litigation, so I'm constantly meeting people. Some are good, some are bad. But it's never the same thing every day, and most of the time I get to go to court, so that some judges are not very good, some judges are good, so you basically get to see the worst and best with people, which is in and of itself exciting if you like to interact with people.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
At this stage in my life, if there's a babysitter and I can get out of the house with my wife and spend, we would be able to go out and not worry about anybody but ourselves. I think at this stage, my wife would agree that that would be romance.
What do you love most about your wife?
I'd have to say the fact that she's just a nice person. You know, she puts my son's happiness and well-being very high. She does the same for me, and she just she cares. She genuinely cares about other people. That's why she's a social worker. So I think that's reflective of her personality. She wouldn't be in that work. She wouldn't work with juveniles who are juvenile delinquents if she didn't genuinely care, because that's a very difficult job to help a juvenile delinquent.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
I would probably say, like, for today, I'm picking my son up from daycare after work, and she's going to get to go out with her friend to just have some dinner, and I'll be taking care of the baby. I'll be taking care of him from 5 to like 9. My wife's not going to have to worry about that. So those types of breaks, she appreciates.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
It looked interesting. I needed some additional income to help pay for my son's daycare and just extra things. Having a child's expensive. And it just looked like an interesting way. I'm pretty busy, but I needed some additional income. And you also get to help people because, you know, I'm lucky enough with my wife to be able to have a child naturally. Other people have to go the medical route. And if I can help them and also help take care of my son, that's great for everybody. And I also have some student loans, too.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just say that I think you can tell from the personality profile. I think it said I was basically, I can't remember, part of it was a judge. I remember that it was being a judge. And I would just say that is probably why I'm a lawyer. I pay attention to detail. I think to a certain point, intelligence is inherited. I'm not saying I'm a genius, but my dad was an organic chemist and my mom's an English professor, so there might be some genes here that might be passed down that might work out for you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2877.